Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for Astrology Alchemy, and today I'm going to talk about the Sagittarius New Moon. It occurs on December 6th at 11:20 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or on December 8th at 7:20 a.m. GMT. Now, the new moon in Sagittarius invites you to recognize new insights about your core beliefs and paradigms, as well as seeding ways to open up your world and grow. And remember, the purpose of this Astrology Alchemy podcast is to support you to look at what needs to shift in your inner processes to open up to your deeper true nature. Now, Sagittarius is a beautiful sign that has to do with expanding yourself. Some of the sub-themes of this Sagittarius new moon are, number one, the sun and moon are close to the planet Jupiter. This helps you to plant seeds in your life where you can embody generosity, idealism, and honest self-improvement. Now, at all the new moons, the two luminaries of our solar system, the sun and the moon, the ones that give us light, join together in a mysterious and hidden way, unseen by the naked eye. They come together in such a way we can't see it, and yet it seeds a new cycle. And the new moon's connection to Jupiter, who is the archetype of the wise self, encourages you to trust your inner knowledge and to risk embracing inner and outer adventures to grow and develop yourself. The second sub-theme of this Sagittarius new moon is that the new moon squares Mars and Neptune. Now, Mars is the planet connected to the warrior archetype, about strength and courage and going forward. Neptune is the planet connected to the archetype of the dreamer or the mystic. But also, both of these archetypes can have their unhealthy expressions. The warrior archetype can be combative and fighting for no reason. The mystical dreamer archetype, Neptune, can be into escapism and an overwhelming sense of hopelessness. So the new moon squaring Mars and Neptune supports you to recognize where you are unconsciously becoming either the rescuer to address painful victim experiences or the helpless one who abdicates your agency and capacity to change situations. Now, many of you who listen to this podcast are very sensitive energetically and emotionally. Some of you may be acutely sensitive to the hidden undercurrents of harmful power dynamics in relationships. Many times when we have this sensitivity, we've created some very old strategies to deal with that sensitivity. And it's often to either fight, you know, kind of in a rebellious way, or to abdicate with a why bother attitude. It's overwhelming. This is where we get the rescuer. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to take care of everybody. Or the helpless one. Oh, it doesn't matter. I have no way of dealing with it. So just check out. Okay. Now, this is a really potent time under this new moon to recognize that either of these ineffectual strategies diminish you and others, and it's time to release them. It's time to open to healthier paradigms about how to carry your sensitivity in relationships in empowered ways. Here's a quote from Jan Chosen Bays that really kind of says it. As long as our habit patterns are hidden backstage, they will remain unchanged. As soon as we bring them up into the stage of our mind and shine the spotlight of awareness on them, they will inevitably change. It's all about shining that light, that Sagittarius new moon light that says, let's see the bigger picture. Let's understand the meaning behind things. Let's really track our paradigms. Here's some Sagittarius new moon lead to gold reflection questions to help you deepen. And I want to remind you all that the script for all these podcasts are available on the website, astrologyalchemy.com. So I bring you these reflection questions and I just give you a couple seconds to let them land. You can go get the script and download it for each podcast and really take some time to reflect and journal, maybe discuss with a close friend or loved one to really help you get the most out of this material in the podcast. So here's a lead to gold reflection set of reflection questions for this new moon. Number one, what inner and outer adventures are calling you to grow and embody your capacity for generosity and idealism? That's the expansion of Sagittarius. Number two, where do you want to shift patterns of being the rescuer and or the helpless one so that you can carry your relationship sensitivity in healthier ways? Number three, how can you address unconscious fears by acknowledging them and cultivating your capacity to have agency in your life? So many times when we're caught in the rescuer dynamic, we're trying to fix everyone else because we don't seem to be able to fix or change things in ourselves. It's like, how can you let go and address some of your unconscious fears so that you can cultivate your capacity to have agency in your life? Now, there's two important undercurrents happening astrologically with this new moon in Sagittarius. The first one is Mercury goes forward in Scorpio. Mercury, the planet, has been retrograde since November 16th, and it goes direct on December 6th, the same time as this new moon. Reminder, Mercury is the communicator archetype, and this is the one in us that has to do with everything with how we communicate and express ourselves, data, information, and it's beyond words. It's body gestures and movements. It's emotions. It's energy. It's attitude. So a reminder that when Mercury is retrograde, this is a cycle that supports us to review our thoughts and communication patterns. As I said in last time's podcast, the common mischief experiences with communication devices and schedules that often occur under Mercury retrograde really are invitations to us to slow ourselves down and take a time out from the autopilot ways of how we process data and communicate to others. We've just finished a 3-week Mercury retrograde cycle, and it has challenged us to reflect that there are deeper roots of our core beliefs and certainties about reality that may be with unfinished emotional material. In other words, I cop an attitude, I'm certain about reality, and maybe in the last 3 weeks you've had a chance to say, wow, this actually has its roots in some unfinished emotional material that I've been ignoring or have not been able to really admit to myself. And that's been a very important reflection time. That's the gift of the Scorpio sign. It's you go deeper into transformation. You take the old and like you shed the skins and let go of the old paradigms if you can, or work towards that so that you can rebirth yourself. Here's a couple of lead to gold reflection questions for Mercury going forward now on December 6th and the next week. Number one, what emotional roots of your core attitudes did you discover in the last 3 weeks that you are ready to shift? Number two, what wisdom rooted in your deeper truths wants to be shared now? It's a beautiful gift of when Mercury turns forward after appearing to be retrograde in its orbit, there's often a sense of the floodgates opening for people. It's like, well, now I understand. Now I know what I want to say. Now I'm ready to communicate. And you can kind of ride that wave now for the next week. It's beautiful energy. Okay, the second important undercurrent cycle happening with this new moon in Sagittarius is the planet Venus returns to Scorpio. Now, Venus, the planet, was retrograde earlier this fall in the signs of Scorpio and Libra. The planet was retrograde from October 5th to November 16th. And even though that retrograde cycle has finished a couple weeks ago, we're still completing the experience that we've been in with it. Venus is the lover archetype, and it's aligned with love, money, and values. Love of all kinds, what's important to you. Money, resources, and values. How do you value yourself? What do you value in life? The just finished Venus retrograde cycle of the fall supported us to do a major review around deeper undercurrents of power dynamics and patterns and processes in our relationships that need to die. We got the memo, okay, from our soul. This is done. I can't keep doing this, okay? Now, Venus, the planet, is returning to Scorpio, the territory in the heavens, and the place in the zodiac where her retrograde cycle began. So now it helps us to recognize and harvest the changes we have already made and or we know we must make. It's time to acknowledge what you have stripped away of your old identities around relationships, resources, and values since early September. And here's a couple of Venus returning to Scorpio lead to gold reflection questions. Remember, you can go to the website, astrologyalchemy.com, and download the script for these questions. Number one, what shadow work has stalked you since early September and invited you to strip away inauthentic versions of yourself? Number two, what new and innovative paths in relationships and values are calling you now? And number three, what do you really love and how do you invest consciously in that? Lovely. It's really great. As a planet completes its retrograde cycle and moves forward, that you gather the experiences and really capture the insights that happened for you, the awarenesses, so that you can really go forward with making the changes that are good for you to make right now. Now, with this changes in relationships, I want to give you a quote from David Russell that's really supportive of this just completed Venus retrograde cycle. David says, "The hardest thing to learn in life is which bridge to cross and which bridge to burn." Yeah. Okay. So here's a recap of the Sagittarius New Moon astrology cycles now. It's time to expand your self-development through key attitude adjustments. What old beliefs are too small for your life and do not support your capacity to be generous and benevolent to yourself and others? It's time to recognize where you are inappropriately the rescuer and or the helpless one. Release these old strategies and trust yourself and others to be capable of competent self-care. Act as if. You catch yourself in that unconscious rescuer and or helpless one. Bless that one of you, love that one of you, and stand down. And then finally, it's time to take action to complete the key and essential relationship changes you know you need to make now. Okay. And as always, I love to give you a poem of completion to honor the alchemical opportunities of this time with the Sagittarius New Moon. And this is a poem from Pat Schneider called Instructions for the Journey. The self you leave behind is only a skin you have outgrown. Don't grieve for it. Look to the wet, raw, unfinished self, the one you are becoming. The world too sheds its skin. Politicians, cataclysms, ordinary days. It's easy to lose this tenderly unfolding moment. Look for it as if it were the first green blade after a long winter. Listen for it as if it were the first clear tone in a place where dawn is heralded by bells. And if all that fails, wash your own dishes, rinse them, stand in your kitchen at your sink, let cold water run between your fingers. Feel it. Instructions for the journey. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I just so appreciate all of my fans. I want to do a little shout out right now. Susan sent me an email via my website, Astrology Alchemy, and she said, "Just found your podcast, and it's just the thing I didn't know I was looking for. So glad I found you. Thank you for your soul-nourishing work." And thank you, Susan. I love offering this soul-nourishing work to my people, and I'm so glad you're finding me. Please spread the word for people you think might be really served by my podcast. And if you love listening to this podcast and you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. That really helps support me and lets other people find me and be supported by the work I'm doing. So take good care of yourself. Happy new moon in Sagittarius, and change, transform that lead into gold of your true nature. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.